Okay, and then... Okay.
And start the script.
Right. All right. Can we start it now?
Yeah, we start.
All right. We'll practice. The content of this...
If you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
If it's too low or too loud.
The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Services. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the U.S. Veterans Quarterly Magazine, the Spring 2025 edition.
Can you describe the front page, the cover page?
The cover of the magazine this quarter shows a African-American astronaut holding his helmet in his left hand.
Tell them about your...
I am a Navy veteran. I served in the peacetime Navy from 1975 to 1983. My first 4 years, I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia as a hull technician, and then I became a welding inspector, and my last duty station was Submarine Support Facility, New London, Connecticut. Now for the magazine.
Okay, and then go on to read the... Just right. Tell them that you are reading the editor's page.
Now, there's too much gap in between, sir, so that's...
Yeah, but that's, you know, but yeah. You figure it out.
Right, later. Okay. Message from the editor. Join us for this year's Medal of Honor issue, which honors military heroes who received the nation's highest military tribute through their bravery and selflessness. The stories of their courage and enduring influence on veterans appear on page 24 and 42. Longtime contributors John Register on page 34 and Paul Peng on page 92.
Don't say the page.
I know. I was just going to say that. That's something I need to practice not to do.
Yeah, not to do. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Deliver powerful insights that demonstrate the power of resilience and focused mindset. Discover our service dogs of the year, where four amazing animals partners profoundly impact veterans' lives. Learn about career progression opportunities by exploring hot jobs for veterans and the evolving landscape of recruitment for essential hiring information. Meryl Tendale, the unstoppable dragon lady, leads our cover story where she motivates veterans to transcend their limits. Veterans who work in AI, cyber security, and STEM fields are prospering because of newly established leadership policies. Capital Technology University trains veterans to enter expanding professional fields. Readers will find this issue filled with motivational content along with professional opportunities and essential resources. We appreciate your service and hope you enjoy the issue. Okay, now I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can...
We can pause.
Yeah.
Clicking here.
From the article Burned Out, caregiving can take an emotional toll. Learn how DAV caregiver support can help both caregivers and care receivers. For Darlene Hopper, her experience as a caregiver for her husband, Jesse, a service-connected disabled Army veteran, was both predestined and unexpected. Jesse's career in the Army ended prematurely when he was pinned between vehicles during a tactical accident. The crushing force from the collision tore his rotator cuff and damaged his shoulder enough to require reconstructive surgery. He was just never physically the same after the surgery, his wife said, his wife Darlene. After leaving the Army, Jesse worked a variety of jobs, but his physical and mental health continued to decline. In 2014, he started showing signs of neurocognitive issues, and his doctors in the Department of Veterans Affairs soon diagnosed Jesse with early onset Alzheimer's disease. According to the VA, veterans who sustained a moderate or severe traumatic brain injury or have post-traumatic stress disorder are at higher risk of developing dementia and/or Alzheimer's. With that diagnosis, Darlene becomes a full-time caregiver for her husband. As life members of DAV and the auxiliary, I first reached out to DAV, where a benefits advocate helped us revisit his veterans' benefits and file for individual unemployment since Jesse could no longer work full-time, Darlene said. As time passed, Darlene continued to care for Jesse and take him to all his medical appointments. The complexity of his physical ailments, compounded by PTSD and Alzheimer's, took an emotional toll on the couple. Darlene experienced fatigue, anxiety, and depression, better known as caregiver burnout. Studies have shown that over 60% of caregivers experience symptoms of burnout, and most do not know where to turn for help. But last October, Darlene learned of a new caregiving resource while watching a presentation from the DAV Auxiliary. The program, DAV Caregiver Support, provides online screening, digital tools, and a personalized plan that fit Darlene and Jesse's needs. Jesse had an upcoming back surgery, but his primary care team at the VA was concerned about his mobility and safety at home post-operation. The Hoppers had some large furniture that needed to be removed before they could proceed with the surgery, and with a referral from DAV Caregiver Support, Darlene was connected with a company that was able to assist. After we set up the caregiver's personalized plan, it is ever-evolving, said Terry Nolan, the Hoppers' DAV Caregiver Support Specialist. We set up calls about every 6 weeks to check in and adjust as necessary, but we also informally check in through text as needed. I cannot express how wonderful it is to know that if I need help, all I need to do is reach out to my care specialist, and she will let me know if it's possible and will do anything she can to help, Darlene said. Caregiving is a noble and often thankless task, said DAV National Service Director Jim Marzalek. With DAV Caregiver Support, we have the ability to alleviate some of the stress caregivers can bring, ensure the care receiver can live at home as long as possible, and help the caregiver maintain a high quality of life. Are you a veteran caregiver or caregiver for a veteran? Learn more at DAV Caregiver Support by visiting davcaregivers.org.
Then going to the outro.
Let me do it again?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can hear that.
We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Services. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Broadcast is readily available as podcasts at our website, ncreadingservices.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long for next time.
Okay.
And then hit the stop.
Yeah. You won't have to hit the stop. Only today.